As Christmas draws nearer, our thoughts turn to the difficult situation facing the dwindling Christian community living in the place of Jesus' birth. Surveys show that more and more Christians are emigrating from the Holy Land each year, and some fear that the Christian population there could become extinct within a few generations. In 1950, Christians formed approximately 15% of the population in the Holy Land, but they now form less than 2%. And nowhere is this continuing exodus of Christians more pronounced than in the town of Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus. So what are the hopes and fears of Christians living in the Holy Land? Is there a future for the Christian community there? And are they optimistic that a new impetus can be given to the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process with the upcoming change of leadership in the US? Well, to find out more, I spoke to Father Peter Vlasto in Jerusalem, who is the director of the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land that was formed to safeguard the basic human rights and continued presence of the Christian minority living there.
A lot of pilgrims have been coming from the Ukraine and Russia due to the fact that the Israeli government has lifted up their visas. So they are now coming in thousands and thousands of people coming to the Holy Land to visit the holy sites. There is obviously also a good number of other nationalities, Europeans and Americans, who have been coming also. But as we near Christmas, it is slowed down a bit. We do not know whether it is going to increase when Christmas does come. Obviously, there will always be pilgrims from around the world coming for the midnight mass in Bethlehem.
So presumably the economic situation must have improved for the inhabitants, as you say, with these high numbers of pilgrims coming after so many, should we say, lean years.
Yes, that's correct. Fortunately or unfortunately, how you look at it, it has brought a lot of revenue to the Israeli government, the Ministry of Tourism. And it's interesting that about 65% of the pilgrims who do come to the Holy Land on pilgrimage are Christians. So the Christians are actually aiding quite actively the increased growth of economics for the state of Israel.
What about Bethlehem in particular? Presumably most of the pilgrims are coming there, but how difficult is it, you know, with the security barrier nowadays?
Well, last Christmas, the Israeli military were really very, very good to the pilgrims. They opened up the separation barrier. Of course, they checked the bus and see who was in the bus or who was in the car. But the rules have somewhat even changed a bit. They were even saying, I was told, to some of the pilgrims, the Israeli soldiers, Merry Christmas. But there is always going to be a sense of security. But we've had no problems last Christmas, and we're not presuming any problems for this Christmas.
What about the emigration of Christians from the Holy Land? Is that still continuing at the same rate?
In regard to the emigration of Christians in the Holy Land, it has slowed down a bit. Last couple of years, about 3 years ago, there were about 500 Christian families leaving Bethlehem every year. That seems to have slowed down to about 300. I think the fact of the matter that, for example, one of the church entities, the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land, who took up this challenge of stemming the Christian exodus, have been providing many, many college scholarships for the Christians in the Holy Land, especially in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And of the first four graduating classes, 65% of the graduates are now dentists, engineers, architects, educators, business people. And so these young people who have benefited from these scholarships given by the Franciscan Foundation have now decided not to leave, and now they are staying in their land and working as professional people while at the same time having a job. They now have a place to live and they're able to pay the rent. So it has slowed down a little bit than before. So it's doing much better now. But there is still that crisis. There are a lot of young people who need to be helped, who need to be assisted, especially through education. In fact, in Washington, when I had an opportunity of meeting the Holy Father privately at the Vatican Embassy in D.C., he mentioned about the foundation and had said to me, the Holy Father, that its education is the key to keeping our Christians there. So we have always felt that giving a Christian a college education whereby they can then secure a job and then have money to pay for an apartment is actually working out, and we're very pleased with that.
But how easy is it for people to find a job once they, as you say, they have got an education, they have graduated?
Well, in Bethlehem, people who go to Bethlehem University, job situations are a bit tight there. Obviously, they cannot cross over to Israel proper, and so there is a bit of a problem. But still, there are people who get jobs in Bethlehem. But those, for example, who go to universities in Jerusalem, like Hebrew University, our statistics show that they are getting jobs, and even the Israelis are hiring them. Remember, Hebrew University is the Yale of Israel. So anyone going there and graduating, they have great, great respect for the university standards. And when they come out as an engineer, as a dentist, or what have you, our people are getting jobs. We're getting employment. So yes, there is a bit of a problem with some of the students, but about 65%, as I said earlier, are now have gainful employment as professional people.
But coming back to the emigration question, are the people that are emigrating mostly coming from Bethlehem? And is it mostly young people that are leaving?
The majority of people who are leaving are usually in their 20s because they have families and friends in various countries such as South America, Canada, and even the United States. And so because of their financial situation, they are leaving. But it's one of those things that we don't have stats of what age group are actually, you know, are departing. But the young people, obviously, if they see no hope, they're the ones who are departing. But many of them don't have family and friends in the United States, in Canada, in South America. So we're making sure, we're focusing on these young people to give them a college education, to become a professional person, and they are staying.
You talked there about hope. We've just, of course, seen the election of Barack Obama, who will take power, of course, in January. How is that seen in the Holy Land? Because the peace process has languished for a long time.
Well, I would say, from what I could gather and speaking to a good number of people, that about 50% of the Israelis are very pleased with that selection, and the other 50% are not. I think the Israelis fear that perhaps he may be more pro-Palestinian or pro-Muslim because of his background or previous background. But I would say every Palestinian I've spoken with, they seem to be very pleased with the fact that he was elected president of the United States. So you have two different views here for two different reasons and rationale.
But do Palestinians there believe that there will be some progress, though, on the peace process? Or do they think now it's just basically in this sort of deadlock with nothing really moving forward?
Well, they're putting a lot of hope in Barack Obama that he will be able to do something. As I said, they're very positive about his becoming president of the United States. So I would say on the Palestinian side, there is some hope. And the concern is of who he's going to pick for different cabinet people. Of course, he has picked Senator Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State. They know that her husband had tried to do something for the Palestinians, and he was elected president. And so they do have great hope, and they're looking forward that Barack Obama will be able to make a change. So there's a positive spin on this in regards to his election as president.
Israel is pressing ahead with the final construction of the separation barrier, which is mostly completed, I gather. How difficult has that made life in general in the Holy Land?
Well, obviously, the separation barrier has really caused a lot of anxiety for the people living in the West Bank, such as, for example, the town of Bethlehem and Jericho. Many of these people who had jobs in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa are now not permitted to cross over. It's affected even from time to time medical services where people had emergencies and they could not cross over to Jerusalem, 6 miles north of Bethlehem. It has caused disruption in the social fiber where families are separated, where even children, young people who have been in their teens have never stepped foot into Jerusalem, 6 miles away. So it has caused a lot of anxiety and concerns, financial concerns, obviously, with those people who were working in Israel proper. And the church is attempting to try to assist them. I know the Franciscan Family Center is creating jobs, small jobs in Bethlehem for young married people. We're trying to keep them busy with work, but it's a very big problem, and we need lots of financial help, perhaps more industries being put into the West Bank to assist our people. It has caused some great anxiety among the people living in the West Bank.
So how do you and how do Christians you speak to and come into contact with feel about the future of the Christian community in the land of Christ's birth?
Well, I would say that people are generally very anxious about that problem, and they do worry about it. But the people who are being helped through the Latin Patriarchate, who are being helped through the Franciscan custody, and more specifically through the Franciscan Foundation, if you speak to those people, they're very hopeful. If you speak to that segment of people, which at this point is small compared to the majority of people, but, you know, we can only do one thing at a time, but, you know, suffering is part and parcel of what it means to be a Christian, and of course the Palestinian Christians have been through that whole area of suffering, and it's something that we are still hopeful in the fact that as we create more jobs, as we give more scholarships, as we build new housing, a lot of hope is being raised, but obviously there will always be that segment of people who are concerned about their future, their children's future, and it's something that is not going to be totally resolved.
I was speaking to Father Peter Vlasto in Jerusalem, director of the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land.